Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. I have sat down to record this in almost like the perfect setup. The outside is a bit gloomy and rainy, and while it kind of rarely rains in Spain, especially in this time of the year, it feels like the perfect time to sit down and actually embrace the recording session. So I'm here exactly for that. And this time around, I want to talk about something that I have already discussed here and there, and that is my move to Thinkific. I want to discuss why I moved from my previous platform, which was Circle. Why exactly Thinkific? And if you are considering platforms or you're thinking about moving, I will also mention some of the things to keep in mind for that. However, we have several different other episodes that are more focused specifically on what to keep in mind as you're choosing your platform. And I also have a free guide, platform comparison guide that you can get. I will have it linked in the download. So if that's your journey, if that's your path you're currently on, definitely check it out there. Okay, so the fun fact is that I have love-hate relationships with Thinkific. I used to strongly dislike the platform for several different reasons, and for the most part, I can't even remember the reasons anymore, but I just know that the first few years, Thinkific just wasn't on my top list. And I myself got started with courses in 2015, and my very first platform that I used was Teachable. Probably one of the reasons why I disliked Thinkific as much at that time was because Teachable and Thinkific were very close competitors, and overall Teachable really just had a better offer, they had a better price deal. I really loved the platform, the setup, like the student setting, a lot more than Thinkific, and a lot of that was visual more than anything else. But as I got started on Teachable, I really just didn't care for Thinkific as much. And eventually, as I explored more and more platforms, I started finding out several more downsides for Thinkific, which made me kind of push it back on my list of suggested platforms. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, well, okay, but why the hell did you decide to move to Thinkific now yourself? And there are several reasons, and I can definitely tell you one that all of the platforms online, like every platform I have ever used, they change, they upgrade, they change their offers, they change their prices, the value that they give for specific price points. And I don't think there's one platform that I would know or I remember that had all the same offer like since 2015. And Thinkific in my eyes really had a glow up. First of all, the features they added along the way were the exact kind of features that I as a course creator was looking forward to having in a platform. Their payment plans, while they have been changing, they have stayed rather reasonable, and what is included within each plan kind of just makes the perfect sense. However, I also want to mention right away, as you are considering any of the platforms really, make sure to check out specifically the payment plans and what they provide. Because for example, on Thinkific, what is included in each of the payment plans is very specific. And if you have needs, like for example, a membership subscription option, then you will want to subscribe to a higher plan. And that is just something to keep your eye out for. And I just published an episode about the red flags in platforms, and I talk a bit more about that in there as well, so you can check it out. It's one of the more recent episodes, maybe one before this one. Okay, but let's start by circling a bit back and talking more about why I decided to change in the first place. So my very first setup was on Teachable back in the day, and Teachable was one of my absolutely favorite platforms for the longest time, until I needed a community platform and they didn't have one at the time, so I decided to move to Circle. Now, as I've been working with many different platforms, with many different creators, I get this behind the scenes insights in all of the platforms, and I know what are the pros and cons and what are some specific things to look out for. So as I was moving, I was fairly confident in the move I was doing. I was going from Teachable to Circle. Circle is very, very community focused, and that is what I needed at the time. Plus, they also have the opportunity to upload the videos, to host courses, and so on. But the biggest thing about Circle is that they don't have built-in landing pages and funnels. So basically, Circle is the best fit if you are community focused and you have all of that backend funnel setup done, or you have it taken care of elsewhere. So for example, you already have a website to build your landing pages on, you already have your email marketing that you have chosen to use, and so on. That will make Circle a good fit. However, this one is not about Circle, so I won't go into nitty-gritty details. If you want to learn more about that, make sure to check out that free platform comparison guide. I talk a bit more about that in there as well. So back to the move. I moved from Teachable to Circle and I stayed on Circle for a while. My community, your course creation membership, has been changing a lot, and not only what I'm offering, but also the way I want to run it and the things I want to prioritize inside the community. So even though we had a great run and I absolutely loved being on Circle, at some point I knew that I want to simplify everything in my business, and I want to have a space that will be specifically focused on courses with the opportunity to have a community space as well. So I needed a space that will support my membership, my separate courses, and the community space. And Thinkific was on top of that list. They really have all of the features I needed, plus some of the recent changes they have made just made me even more confident to consider them as my next step. One of the main reasons why I wanted to move away from the community-focused platform like Circle was because at that point I already had so much content, and I knew that either it's inside the membership or it's the separate courses, I need to have great content management system. I need to make sure that I prioritize courses versus maybe that community aspect itself. And now on Thinkific, I have both. I have the courses and I have the community. And as my focus is your course creation membership, I'm very, very excited to actually have moved and have all of this in one space. And one of the reasons why I knew that Thinkific will be the best fit, besides the features, besides the offer and so on, I actually have one very highly successful client who is running her business on Thinkific. And she has been doing that for years. She did it even when I was like kind of against Thinkific. But when I got started with her, she was already on the platform. And she has this highly successful business with, you know, all of her launches are sold out. She's doing group sessions and everything. And everything that she's offering, Thinkific has always been there for her. And it has always been the best solution. And just the way how she runs her business is very, very simple. It's very seamless. She has never been overthinking anything. And while Thinkific landing pages have always been one of my downfalls for Thinkific, I've never loved their landing pages. For her business, we even managed to create like the best landing pages, literally like one of the most exciting pages I have worked on, with the simplest Thinkific features. And it's stunning and everything is there and she has all that she needs on this one platform. And knowing that and having had this experience with this client, I kind of saw that I can simplify everything myself as well, and Thinkific will be the way to go. And that is pretty much the core of this story. I was for a moment considering some other options as well. For example, Teachable as well currently have community space in their offer. But as I haven't been there, I haven't tested it, I don't really want to return to it. Also, their prices currently are higher and you're still paying some kind of a fee from every purchase somebody makes. So compared to Thinkific, Thinkific has 0% fee on all of their plans, even the free one. And I think that is like one of the most outstanding parts of Thinkific altogether. But overall, even besides that, the offer, what I'm getting on Thinkific for me is a lot more valuable than other platforms that I have researched and I have seen and I have thought about along the way. So for me at this point, when I knew I'm going to be moving, I knew it's going to be Thinkific, and I was still delaying the move a bit because, you know, moving, especially when you have a lot of content and when you have people in the community, moving can be a lot. You have to always make sure that everyone who is coming along for the ride will be there. They will always be able to find everything, all the links, all the access information, and so on. So it is a lot of work, not even talking about actual move of the content. And while I could have hired somebody to do the hard part, honestly, I love setting these things up myself. So from here on, your course creation membership is hosted on Thinkific. We have the resource library where you're getting instant access to a ton of resources, and Thinkific is telling me that it's like 12 hours of video content, but there's going to be even more coming in. And while I don't want to focus on that number, because first of all, it feels overwhelming, and also it doesn't really mean a thing, it just proves to myself how much work I have invested in this space over years. And I'm so happy to have found that kind of a perfect home for the membership. I'm very happy to have this in this new space. We have the resource library, we have the community space, and inside the community space, I am implementing several different features. One of them is the Q&A corner, where you can ask any of your questions at any time. You can send in the materials you're working on, you can send in the links, the documents, and I'm actually going to be giving you feedback in there. So if you seek that kind of support, you can definitely join us inside the membership, and you will find all the details below in the description. Another thing we have inside the community space besides the Q&A corner is also the monthly challenges. So this is something new I'm playing around with, and I love the idea of helping you to actually work through all the content, right? So the monthly challenges will be focused on specific monthly goals to reach that will help you to get to the finish line step by step, literally taking just small steps that you can do right now, sitting down, reading that challenge, doing that task, and you have already checkmarked something off your list and you're ready to move forward with your idea. And to wrap this up, I want to just shortly talk about the concept of moving, the idea of moving altogether. If you are potentially in a situation where you're thinking about moving your content or you want to change the platform, maybe you have just gotten started, first of all, I want to emphasize the fact that the platform itself will never make or break your offer. You can create amazing, highly successful offer on either of the platforms, I promise you, 100%. It's never gonna be like the key factor that will make your offer successful. So don't overthink it as much. But I also think it's very important to be on a platform and choose the platform that makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel excited, and that you actually like managing, especially if you're managing all of that backend yourself. And while there are some platforms that are like, they look amazing, they look like the perfect fit, they just might not be the perfect fit for you. So always consider how it feels for you, whether or not it's the best fit specifically for your business. And I would also always just use those trials, use that 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, and actually explore the platform, see how everything feels like. And if you can move before you have started everything, that will be a lot easier, because moving once you have set some things in motion will be a bit harder, but it's all doable, it's all possible. And if you ever need any type of support, you know where to find me. That will be it from me for this episode. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab and let me know what are your thoughts. Maybe there's a specific topic you would love to hear more about. And I hope to see you in the next episode.